95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know how when you're broadcasting live and somebody walks in, like our boss or whoever?
I've never been in a radio station where that happened more than here. Yeah. In a way, I kind of like it. They're like, who cares?
It's just kind of, stupid you're on show. The air, we don't care.
So
there's a lot of noise.
Lot.
However, there was a quite a prank pulled on a announcer who was talking about the Premier League soccer in England.
Right.
So he's talking about soccer in the Premier League, and there's a cell phone there, and the cell phone has a woman very much enjoying herself having sex.
What?
Yes, while he was talking. Listen to this.
Winner's only policy in the studio tonight. And I don't know who's making that noise, but so Alan Shearer is on the commentary gantry alongside Steve Bauer. Alan, it's toasty in this studio. It's a bit noisy as well. I don't know if somebody's sending something on someone's phone. I think it's a joke. I don't know whether you heard it at home, but
we heard it. That is the best ringtone ever. I want that ringtone now.
All right, listen, I'm angry, but here's why.
What?
Here's why. Just drive normally.
Why do
just
what?
Just pay attention.
Yes, pay attention. What How hard is it to be? Why?
What are you doing? We're right. all on the road all
You're
the time.
Behind the wheel of something that could literally kill several people, if not. Yeah.
Yes.
Pay attention.
And at the very least, you're slowing everything up.
Yeah.
So, Sluggo, I want to tell you a story, and I need you to picture this in your head. So, put your phone down.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Just like on the road, I have to do this.
So, you know the 101 South from the 405?
The 101 South from the 405, yes.
To the 134 split.
Yes. Okay. That's where you like to wait until the last second to get over.
Correct, yes. Which right. bugs you. Okay, so the far two left lanes are the 134.
Uh-huh.
Then there's three lanes that go straight to the 101.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. They go south on down in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And you stay
the
over
people yeah. that stay in that middle lane and then stop... To
yes.
put on their signal
yes.
to get into the left
What are you
lanes.
Doing?
What are you doing?
Yes. And I mean, at this point in time, there's absolutely no excuse for it because something on board should be able to tell you if you overshoot, just get off the next exit.
Right.
It'll tell you how to get back.
Right. It's
at the very,
very
least,
simple.
Figure it out. Don't kill people.
But that's not what happened.
Right. Okay.
What happened was the 134 with the two left lanes.
Uh-huh.
The middle lane was the guy that was going to, I thought, merge to the 134.
Right.
He stopped. And put on his signal to the right.
So he's already in a lane that could go the way he's going to go.
He's in a lane that will take him on the 101.
Right.
He needs to be in a different lane that will take him on the 101.
Why are you stopping on the freeway ever?
To put on his signal to the right. Are you kidding me?
Back in the 1970s when we all were driving 80 miles an hour and it was actually open out there, my mom would freak out if we barely tapped a brake. Like, if we slowed down a little, it's a freeway! Keep going! Don't stop!
Good for your mom.
She would freak out now.
This person was going 0 miles
oh
per hour.
Oh, my God.
With the right signal on. And I've never honked longer in my life. I could have gone around and I was just like...
No! Yes!
I can't. I almost wanted to get out and punch somebody.
Sure. It's a valuable lesson you're trying to teach.
You're in the middle lane and you're stopping on a freeway.
Even if you were in the wrong lane, who cares? It's not...
Right.
The rest of the world right. doesn't have to deal with your
Stop
problem.
And go around.
I always want to ask those people, do I need to hold your hand while you pee too? How do you get along in life?
I want to run into them. I know that's
I know.
Not the
I
answer.
Do too.
But dear
I'm like,
God, you
yes.
if you're on a freeway and you don't have to, don't stop.
No. Yes.
Maybe
do not.
Just don't.
Right.
Figure something else out.
And if you're confused, then don't make all the rest of us screech on our brakes.
And if you're so scared that you're riding your brakes the whole time, take the side
street. Surface street. Get off the damn freeway.
There's too many of us on the freeways for you to be driving like this.
You know, the sad thing
is
that 97% of the people out there are driving fine. But
agreed.
The 3% that can't pay attention,
agreed.
Don't know what they're doing, are afraid. Screw it up for everybody.
I never wanted to gently pull up behind somebody and just start pushing them. Just start pushing them forward. People are very smart. There are times. There are times that people aren't very
smart.
Really?
Have you found that to be the case?
Very much so.
I don't know. Well,
by myself, I've found that to be the case. Sometimes people are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
Some crimes are more heinous than others.
Boy, that's true. That's a fact.
This particular one is, it's not like a big deal.
Right.
But it is somebody stealing flowers from a cemetery.
Oh, that's pretty low.
Right.
Wow, what do you do with them? Take them to the prom? Give them to what? What do you do with flowers from dead people?
Let's hear.
Sheesh.
Flowers, plants, and keepsakes left by loved ones in the light of day here at First Reformed Church Cemetery in Pompton Plains were disappearing overnight, prompting Pequannock police to set up a trap with cameras that caught this. A woman seen taking fresh flowers and other items, loading them into a van. Investigators say that woman is 59-year-old Linda Wingate.
Linda Wingate sucks.
59 years old.
59, I'm going to go out and steal some keepsakes.
I'm stealing everything there is out there.
Oh, look at this. This is a lovely picture of someone's family. I'll have that.
A florist who owns a nearby shop.
I'm sorry.
No, hold on. She's a florist.
I'm sorry. It's a florist who owns a shop nearby.
Oh, my God. So clearly she's taking them, bundling them up, and reselling them.
Right. So depending on the day's orders, she has to go out at night and grab more.
These smell a little funny. Were they near a grave site by any chance?
How dare you suggest that? I have only the freshest.
I can't believe that's yes. Insanity.
Yes. Here you see her inside the police department. Outside, she spoke to us exclusively.
Yeah, you guys can go to hell.
This is funny. Now, I want you to understand that they
caught her red-handed.
They have pictures of her because they set up the cameras.
Sure.
It's clearly her.
Right.
And then she comes outside and she's talking to him.
You're innocent until proven guilty.
Wingate is...
That's her defense.
I think I know...
I mean, that is true with the jury.
Sure.
However, those of us that are watching and we see you stealing stuff from
that
a cemetery...
That seems to be what is the deal in 2022.
I'm just going to lie and say I had nothing to do with
that's
it.
That's true.
And then I'll get away with it for several months and then you won't.
That's true.
Dumb person.
That was very close.
Wingate is charged with theft of movable property.
My entire life, doing the right thing, doing nothing but charity work.
Are you guilty?
No, I am not.
I'm sorry. How do you figure? They set up a sting. They have cameras. They have pictures. High quality pictures of you.
I do charity work.
Yeah, I bet she steals from them too.
Crazy.
Could you explain how you're not guilty of taking anything that didn't belong to you?
As much as I want to say at this point. It was just kind of bizarre. What's the mindset behind that?
Right?
Residents say taking things from grave sites is low down. But here's Wingate telling us things often disappear from cemeteries.
I go through this at my mom's grave all the time.
Things disappear from your mom's grave.
Anything we put on, they're gone.
She's probably going and taking it herself.
Now she's... No kidding. Now she's going... it happens to me too. It's my mom's flowers go missing.
So I should be able to go around and gather up pictures that people have put on the gravesite and put them on my mom's site.
Wow.
Or whatever.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. People are dumb.
What did you want to talk about?
Faking a cough and calling in sick when you're not.
So you're actually setting the stage, aren't you? Because you're wearing your coat. You look a little peaked. You're pretending you don't feel good.
I haven't felt good in a week and a half.
I took my 2 weeks off. You're going to take a month now, right?
I mean, maybe.
So, yeah, I don't blame you, man.
So, Career Builders released their roundup of the year's most unbelievable excuses.
Oh,
these
beautiful.
Are real excuses that people called in sick for.
Right.
Here are the top excuses from their representative sampling of 2,203 companies.
Wow. That's a good sampling.
Number 10, employee just put a casserole in the oven. These are real.
So they can't come into work?
Right.
Because the house will burn down.
Number 9.
Or whatever.
Employees plastic surgery for enhancement repurposes needed some tweaking to get it just right.
We had a guy that worked at the other station that had some tweaking
that
problems.
That is true, yes.
He was happy to talk about it on the radio.
And almost choked another employee.
Yeah.
Employee was sitting in the bathroom and her feet and legs fell asleep. When she stood up, she fell and broke her ankle.
I would buy that. I've been there. I buy that. I didn't break my ankle.
Why are you sitting on the toilet?
You know, you get bored.
What?
You're texting people.
No.
You're sexting people.
No. Employer had been at the casino all weekend and still had money left to play with on Monday morning.
That's my excuse. What's it doing in there?
Number 6, employee woke up in a good mood and didn't want to ruin it.
honesty.
That's perfect.
I would let that person have that day off.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, an employee had a lucky night, quote unquote, and didn't know where he was. I think I would let that guy go too.
It's a crawl of shame.
Number four, employee got stuck in the blood pressure machine at a grocery store and couldn't get out.
That's from Dawn of the Dead. Remember that guy that got stuck in the blood pressure machine and the zombie came along and tore his arm off?
I do.
The blood pressure machine at a grocery store.
You know, they used to check your blood pressure. Yeah.
The sleeve. Yeah,
he got stuck in it and he wasn't able to get out, and that's his excuse.
Number three, employee had a gallstone they wanted to heal holistically.
Oh my God.
Number two, employee caught their uniform on fire by putting it in the microwave to dry. And number one, and this is a true somebody actually called in sick with this. Mm-hmm. Employee accidentally got on a plane.
He'll be cruising at 20,000 feet.
I don't even understand that.
I need to call in sick.
I'm on a plane. I'm not sure how I got here.
Title track from Billy Idol's new Cage EP that's going to be out this Friday. He's been offering it on limited edition red vinyl as a pre-order, and I've had a couple people tell me already that it's already sold out.
No kidding.
So if you were pre-ordering the red vinyl of that, you're already screwed. But
when does it come out?
It's on Friday, so there might be more editions.
So we're good.
Very cool.
We're minutes away from talking about snakes and toilets. And also, our Gimme 5 today is gold.
Gold!
That's on the way.
What's that Gold Digger song? Who is that by? Let's play that top 40 song. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm glad we don't know.
Let's talk about a truck that turned over in Oklahoma on I-40.
Okay. See, Oklahoma.
The truck was full.
Yeah.
Of content.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And the content was both lube.
Lube, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And dildos. Spilled all over the freeway.
You know, anytime you're behind a truck and you're wondering what's in it, from now on, remember that this did actually happen just the other day. Might be what you're behind.
Listen to the news anchors asking the helicopter pilot, what is that?
What are we seeing?
What do you see there? Listen to this.
Well, that's right, Lacey. This is a semi that overturned and lost its load here. It has also involved this box truck that's on a little bit further east there. Bob, this box truck. They're being loaded right there now. This semi overturned right at I-40, right where the on-ramp is to go to the new Turnpike Spur here. It is also the Mustang on-ramp.
Keep talking so they can't ask you.
To get on I-40 eastbound, that's also the Mustang on-ramp. That is completely shut down due to, he's all the way across the lanes there.
Right.
So they already got the wreckers here, but there is a lot of stuff to clean up.
Stuff like what?
They're about to ask him.
Jim Garpoint live from Bob Mills. Scott, who's 9, back to you.
Jim, can you tell what he's carrying there? What's all over the road?
Long pause.
By the way, pretty clear.
No, really?
Yeah, pretty clear. I mean, it's just Dildo City.
It's Lube City. Like, it was spilled everywhere.
It's craziness.
That KY was spilled everywhere.
Well,
looks like some...
We're zooming in. Not really.
I can't really see for sure.
My kids are watching.
Maybe you can tell. I can't tell.
Maybe you can tell.
The good thing involved in this, too, is the driver's not injured.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Deflect.
Let's change the subject quickly.
Yeah.
No injuries, but there's a lot of stuff laying on the road.
Bottles.
Whatever it is, it's going to take a while to clean up.
She said.
Yes, bottles. He's like, yeah, listen, I don't know, but maybe you can tell.
Let me say it this way.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In South Africa, they're making South African gin infused with elephant dung.
There are so many wonderful, delicious ingredients on this planet, but people just love to find the most disgusting stuff.
The creators stumbled across the idea a year ago after learning that elephants eat a variety of fruits and flowers and yet digest only a third of it.
Okay, all right. So basically, he's letting them do the mix for him.
Correct. Okay. The gin bottles are marked with the date and the coordinates where the elephant dung was collected. What, are you going to go search it out?
And how do they clean it? Because there's got to be all sorts of parasites and what have you.
All right, so here we go. After about 5 sizable bags of dung are collected for a batch of 3,000 to 4,000 bottles of gin, the droppings are dried and crumbled and then washed to remove dirt and sand.
Okay, all right.
What about poop?
Hey, didn't remove the poop from your poop.
Didn't remove the poop.
Nope.
So I'm not in. The botanicals are then sterilized and dried again and placed in an airing cupboard.
Not an airing cupboard.
Think of it as a spice cupboard. I think of it as a dung cupboard. It's just absurd.
I think of it as needing to be burned down.
The initial reaction of most people is, what? There's no way. But most people are very keen to actually taste it.
I would.
And this is where my theory comes in. Yeah. I want to see. I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
If you can do something that stands out, something like this.
Right.
I don't drink gin. I'd try it.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting that
I
way.
I do drink gin, and so it's even more appealing to me because of the weirdness of it.
Because of the elephant dung.
Yes. Yeah.
And it sounds awful, but I would try it.
What is it they do with monkey poo? There's something that they do with monkey poo that's supposed to be. I can't remember what it is.
That I don't know.
I can't remember what it is.
Here's a case of wine.
Listening.
Here's a case of wine that was taken into space.
Oh, wow. Cool.
For 14 months?
I mean, who gives a rat's ass? Probably didn't change the wine at all. The wine, totally buy that.
The wine costs thousands of dollars. They are going to auction it off at Christie's Auction House for $1 million. $1 million.
Wow.
Because it went to space. See, they have to have a story.
Yes.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what sort of all art is. You have to have a story. If it has an interesting story,
no, I know
we use California dung.
Right.
This was aged in space. It gets your attention.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I just one personal story. When I was in Italy, I saw a guy painting a really, really nice painting with an eye patch.
Okay.
And I went over to him and I said, I'd like to buy that painting. And he said, I'm not done with it yet. Come back. So I did. I went back a couple times. And I wonder if he didn't have an eye patch.
Would you have been interested?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know.
You saw him doing it.
Oh, this is the guy with the eye patch.
It certainly pushed it further.
Yes.
Because it's got a story now they're telling on the radio. It's actually
has to have a story.
Becomes more valuable as
That's
a result.
That's a thing, right?
Yes. Oh, totally.
So you can put anything in it as long as it stands out.
Dude, a $6 bottle of wine that's been in space?
Right.
I'm on board.
For $1 billion?
Much more cash. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
Give me five.
Sing along. Guess you do knew the song. Well done, you. You know, it's kind of amazing how many song titles have the word alive in them somewhere. So that's what we're doing today. Five songs with the word alive somewhere. What do you got? You can think of one, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS, and let us begin with Queen and Keep Yourself Alive on KLOS. Wendy came up with that one. That's a very, that was like, wow, I haven't heard that in a few centuries. So alive, it is Gimme Five, it is songs with the word alive in the title. Hello, KLOS, what do you got?
What do I got? What do you got?
You don't want to know. It's disgusting. But we're looking for songs with the word alive in the title.
A song with the word alive, staying alive.
Go straight to hell.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, this is for Eddie Van Halen, DOA, Dead or Alive, on Eddie's birthday.
Nice. Oh, yeah, right. I usually don't acknowledge that because it's so depressing, but that's a good one. We'll do that, man. That's a fine plan you came up with.
Pro you, brother. Love you. All the way back.
DOA, Dead or Alive. No, Dead on Arrival. Whatever, it's Gimme Five and Songs with the Word Alive or thereabouts in the title. What do you got?
I got Gary Wright, Love is Alive.
Wow, I love that song. Man, I love that song. That's a really mellow, chill the hell out song.
Right on. You need it sitting in traffic.
Yeah, true. Yeah, stay calm. Stay calm! Especially if you're on that high-speed chase that just happened in Anaheim. Looks like they got him pulled over and have canines on him now. That's not what you want. Dogs all over you.
Right.
All right, Gary Wright, Love is Alive for the Gimme Five. Songs with the word alive in the title. Yeah, that was the very first electronic album. The only thing that was not electronic on that album, at least according to the record sleeve I remember, were the drums themselves. So quite a feat
cool.
for him in 1975. Right on. All right, we'll do that. Love is Alive.
Great. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, Baba Boy!
Time for one American dollar.
Yeah! I'm going to get me a buck. I'm going to get a dollar. I'm going to be
you
rich.
Might, you might and you might not. We'll see.
That,
we'll see how
man.
It goes.
Come
because
on,
you, to do it, to get it right, you have to get, let's see, four out of the top 10.
Four out of the top 10.
Yes.
And the subject is?
And the subject is, hold please, the 10 best countries in the world, according to U.S. News and World Report.
Like best in what way?
Best countries to live in.
To live in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide you're going to live somewhere, you should choose one of these 10.
One of these 10 because they're the best 10 to live in.
Okay, so I got how many choices?
Six guesses to get four. Because I think you're going to get
a
decent amount.
Four.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the phone a friend thing, right?
Nope, we're not.
I decided who my friend should be for this round.
Friend.
You. You're going to be my friend. I'm going to call you.
I'm looking at the list, though.
There you go.
It seems like that's cheating.
It'd be perfect.
All right, six guesses to get four of them. Top 10 countries in the world to live in.
There's absolutely no way I can't say USA! USA! Ah, I was like, that would be bad.
Correct.
I mean, for one. Canada is probably a pretty good place to live, I would think.
Does that sound like a question? Is that a guess?
No, it's a guess, but I would... Yeah! Woohoo!
Two and two.
You know, I have a couple friends that have been saying forever, long before everything got crazy and bananas. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to get out of here and move. And I can't remember where they were always on about.
No, well, that would be good if you could remember. That story would be helpful.
I want to say Japan. Seems like a good place to live. Oh, wow. Good.
Three for three.
There's a hell of a lot of amazing.
So you get three more guesses to get one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Three more guesses to get one right out of the top 10.
So I said the U.S., Canada, and Japan so far.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go with New Zealand because I just think I hear good things about New Zealand. I knew you're moving your little... I knew it. You're moving your stupid little hand.
Right, so that's...
Screw your stupid little hand.
Four guesses, three right. So you get two more guesses to get one right.
I'm going to go with Switzerland. I know someone who lives there, and they say it's amazing and a nice... Oh, wow! Yay! Woohoo! I'm shocked. I am actually shocked. I could do it this
You're a
time.
Son of a bitch. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
I really didn't think I could. I couldn't think of
Number 10, Denmark.
Denmark, okay.
Number 9, France.
I had France here.
Number 8, United Kingdom.
Oh, see, now I was going to ask about that. Is that England? Is that everything?
I think it's
Scotland?
United Kingdom.
Yeah,
France. It's not France.
Oh, that's right. They're their own little
yes.
Their own cute little country.
What's wrong with you?
Well, they should give
7
in.
Is Australia.
Australia, mm-hmm. Really? Okay. All right.
6 is Japan.
Okay.
Which you got. Mm-hmm. 5 is Sweden.
Sweden, okay.
4 is United States, which you got. 3 is Canada, which you got.
Uh-huh. Wow, what are the top 2?
2 is Germany.
No. Really?
Yep.
People do love Germany these days.
Well, I think that's the point.
Very happy there. Since the I guess all right.
Are you arguing
my
point?
Oh, that's right.
And number 1 you got Switzerland.
Woo! Right, that's number 1.
Number 1.
I've been there. I don't know that I would say it's number 1.
Really?
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's
Time
a little
to go
weird.
There.
Yeah.
Where did you visit?
Quite a few places, but
let's call one of them.
Okay. Yeah, you guys suck. Did you know that?
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. Hey, I need my dollar. Where's my dollar?
I'm good for it. I'll bring it in another day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Guido!
I'll bring it in.
A little help.
No worries.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You say that so well, so professionally, like you, like you're a professional. Hey, I have something kind of weird going on, dude. Our new intern, Rodney, really old dude, he's saying there's someone we have to talk to on line 68. He says we should absolutely pick it up. Hello?
Hey, Kevin, this is Sam, Darwin to Michigan.
Well said, sir.
What?
This is Sam for Kevin. I want to speak to Kevin. This is Sam, Armenian comedian.
This is the Armenian comedian.
It is the Armenian comedian. It really is. What in the actual?
How have you been?
Hold on. Sam, the Armenian comedian, the famous Armenian comedian, is telephoning just out of the blue. What?
Hello. This is Sam.
Oh, the Armenian comedian?
Yeah, you told me to hold on.
It's very literal.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, how you been?
Very good. I'm very alive, and I got the coronavirus shots, and almost it's over, dude. It's over. They're saying.
I mean, it's not over, but yeah, hopefully it's close.
Yeah, it's close. We're going to take all the masks off. It's all in the news.
Right.
So it's perfect.
I'm not sure it's perfect, but okay. I'll accept your optimism.
Yeah.
What you been doing?
I've been playing backgammon every day in the Glendale Parks.
Mm-hmm.
And Is that actually legal?
And then I say, I hit and run. You hit and stay, okay?
Right. Are you still a comedian?
Yeah, I am. I have a show tomorrow in Atwater Village, open mic, and New World Music, my city release. You know, everything is going well. It's Kalva Culture.
That's the name of your new band?
No. The band is Sidecar Bandits.
Sidecar Bandits. This guy used to call the other station all the time.
Oh, yeah.
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 And you're still getting gigs?
Yeah, I have a gig every Friday in the Kalva Culture in Atwater Village, 3111 Glendale Boulevard.
Okay.
7 p.m.
All right. Well, Sluggo will be there.
Yeah, with bells on.
Very good. And then announce for me for all the listeners. I appreciate it.
Yeah, will do.
Just did.
Thank you, Sam. Good to hear from you.
Hey, I want to give you a haircut. Come by Plaza Barbershop in Montebello.
Nope.
3111 Glendale Boulevard.
Right, hold on.
See you there, everybody.
Right, hold on. I thought
and
you were...
Montebello Plaza Barbershop. This is my phone number.
Don't give your phone number on the air.
He's
no.
done that 15
oh, really?
Times. Yeah.
Oh, don't do
it's
that.
Not a big deal, but okay. Listen, I thought you were a comedian.
I think a lot of people have said, I thought you were a comedian.
Every
usually
Friday,
at the end of a show, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
I miss you, Kevin, too much.
Oh, see, that's nice.
I heard you were looking for me.
I have been desperately looking for you.
Here he is.
I want to tell you a new song joke. 2022 2022
That was nice. Yay!
All right, listen.
I'll be laughing about that one.
That one wasn't great. Tell me another joke.
Yeah, another joke.
Let's end with
Armenian the comedian.
Let's end with a good one, though. Really
Sam
bring it.
Yes.
What is the difference between Democrat and Republican? Democrat say, come, come, come. Republican say, go, 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 go.
Nope.
I always want to blast that one in particular so loud that I will break the speakers.
Yes, agreed.
I love that freaking song.
Have you ever gotten a ticket of being pulled over for being too loud in your car?
No, but I've had them look at me. That's right.
I had that once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really? They pulled you over because you were blasting music?
Because it was too loud.
America. What were you listening to, pray tell? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was listening to Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Was it the uncut version?
Yep.
Oh, well, that might explain it.
Yeah.
You're like driving through a school zone.
I was not.
Right there by a church.
I was not. We were talking earlier about George Santos and all the things that he's lied about.
I mean, wow.
Graduating from college, that's a lie. Having Jewish grandparents, that's a lie. Losing employees in the Pulse nightclub shooting, that's a lie. Running an animal charity, false. Work at Citigroup, false.
His
owning
mom
rental
died
property. His mom died
in 9/11.
False.
In the tower. Not true.
It's all false.
Towers, yeah.
So we want
wow,
to
I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
You know, if you lie a lot, that's, you're like... That's insane.
Yeah, even if you lie a lot, you look at this guy and you go, wow.
Dude.
This guy's a professional.
Well, until you get caught.
Except for it's all easy to backtrack and make sure that it's not true.
And if you're going to be in an office, you're going to get caught.
So we want to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Lies that you told to get a job.
Have you ever done that? I can't say that I lied to get a job.
I don't think so.
I was so young. I should have been in high school when I started my first radio job. Dude thought I was like 22 or so, but I just never said, and I was like 18.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Could you have worked there or no?
Yeah, technically.
Okay.
Yeah. Arizona doesn't care. They're like, do whatever you want.
No, there was...
You can be four and work.
Our production guy for the other place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Omar?
Lied 100%.
He's the best.
He came in.
He did, really.
He came in and I said, do you know how to use Adobe Audition, which is an editing program?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, absolutely.
He didn't?
Didn't at all. Do you know how to use Ableton Live? Absolutely. Didn't at all.
Wow. But he, so
you know
he learned
how to use
it quickly?
These voice processors? Nope. Didn't know anything about it.
But he's really good.
Yeah.
So he learned it.
Within the first year, I was going to him to ask him questions about how to do this and how to do that because he was so good.
Yeah, don't lie if you can't step up eventually,
right.
I guess.
He knew that he could learn it fast.
Right.
And so who cares? He was great.
Right.
So it was a good hire, even though he lied his whole way through.
When did he fess up? How long in?
I don't know. He told us a couple of years in.
Okay.
He was like, I didn't know how to use it either.
Once he was sure that he had it down.
Like, I was asking him how to do
stuff.
He found that funny and just decided he was.
Fools.
All right, so you lied to get a job. 818-955-KLOS.
Das Nudes and his Dexter pals and the spring off
on KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about lies you told to get a job. You have that?
When I first started building festivals, I really wanted to do the forklifts because I've been working in warehouses and stuff. And I only watched them. I had never even touched one other than, like, rest my hand on it.
Right.
So I told one of my crew chiefs, who was the lead for the forklift, that, like, oh, yeah, I know how to do it. I could totally do it.
Sweet.
He's like, all right, we'll put you on one. I turned to my buddy, who was looking at me. I told earlier that I had no idea how to drive one. He said, you can teach me. I looked at him. I'm like, I'm He's like, I got you. Gave me a five-minute crash course.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, a five-minute crash course. Smoked the bowl. And then ever since then, I made $25 raise to my income.
Nice.
Wow. Well played.
Yeah, if you got someone that can teach you and you feel that you can learn it, you know, I mean, I don't see the problem with fudging a little here.
Nope.
I really don't.
Yeah, you know, like, it was worth it. You know,
going
from 25 an hour moving multi-million dollar pieces of equipment.
So what we're saying is people lie.
I guess we are.
It pays.
Yeah. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Lies you told to get a job. Got a lot of liars in our audience. A lot of liars.
Very proud of you.
Makes us proud. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number for you lied to get a job.
Well, I worked at Pizza Hut back in the day. I was probably 16. My girlfriends were like, hey, come work with us. I was like, I'm not old enough to pour beer. Like, don't worry about it. Give me your birth certificate. We'll copy and paste. We'll hook it up. The manager's a drunk. He won't even care. He's going to hire you. Best job of my life.
Really?
Why was it the best job of your life?
Because we were pouring the beer, we were drinking the beer.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I went up to get pictures for hours.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
That's quite the hookup.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That beats the hell out of my bagging groceries that I got legally, that job.
Yeah, of course. That. You should have lied.
I should have.
Best high school job we could have ever did.
Seriously. Nice. Right
well
on.
Done.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Lies you told to get a job?
Yeah, I photoshopped my name on my friend's diploma to get my job.
What was your job?
A fire sprinkler fitter.
Oh, okay. That was cool of your friend. That was a very good friend.
Yeah, no kidding.
At least the same high school.
All right,
right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
The lie I told to get a job?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. That I graduated.
From?
From high school.
And what was the job?
Every single job that I've had.
So you've lied consistently throughout your life that you graduated from high school.
Correct. I'm 61 years old.
I couldn't get into my stupid radio school because I had to get a job without a high school diploma or a GED, so I had to go get my GED
since
I dropped out. But well done, you.
I'm retired.
Nice. Well done.
Wow.
That's brilliant. Right
Sweet.
On. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
You told a lie to get a job.
Until It Sleeps from 96. Really liked that particular song. You know, Metallica tickets, of course, on sale for single day tickets. August 25th and 27th, Ticketmaster.com. I really always thought that one just sort of vanished, which was a damn shame. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Jane.
Jane, do you like that song Until It Sleeps from Metallica?
Yes.
Do you like Metallica?
I love Metallica.
Do you like movies about gladiators?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't do anything about that, except maybe suggest you assault a physician, but I can send you to Metallica.
Oh, my God.
You're caller 13.
Thank you so much. You don't know how excited I am.
Oh, nice. SoFi Stadium, August 27th, Sunday night. You got a pair of tickets.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Simon & Garfunkel released their Bridge Over Troubled Water album on This Day in Rock in 1970. Ringo Starr hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on This Day in Rock in 1974 with his cover of Your 16.